The question that I must answer to my electorate is, do I support this government to continue with its current policies on health, housing, support for carers, and crucially, on a delivery of a fair share to the regions and the North West in particular? And my answer has to be no. The Taoiseach earlier asked us to be fair, so I'll stick to the facts. The European Commission has downgraded the Northern and Western region from a developed region because our GDP, the measure of our wealth, is collapsing around our ears. IDA-backed jobs from 2010 to 2020 for Sligo show an increase of 16%. For Leitrim, a 10% decrease. Nationally, we see an 85% increase. We're not even at the races. Nationally, reports tell us that only one in two young people can hope to own their own home. That's a tragedy, and finding a place to rent is impossible. Yet virtually nobody in County Leitrim can build a one-off house. The announcement of a 7 billion, or is it 20 billion, Metrolink project, while regional and national roads are being stalled, is hard to take. Before I finish, can I say, I don't appreciate being told by the leader of Sinn Féin about standing with people. Her words show disrespect for my mandate and all independent TDs and for the people who elected us. Government, I say to you, you've had some success, that's good for the country. But the overall direction on the issues that matter most to my constituents have not been sufficient. Not enough done, and an awful lot more to do.